Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am introducing a new company to the show and company that is still private, going through the listing process, which should come to fruition more, let's say, by the end of this month of March. The company is called DevStream. I am chatting with the CEO, Sunny Trin. Now, DevStream is a carbon streaming investment company. The company, as I think we've all heard a lot about carbon credits and the building up of carbon credits for some companies and the importance of carbon credits moving us all forward in this new focus on the climate and more of a green economy. DevStream is taking a slightly different approach to carbon credits with the streaming model and also looking at more tech-based solutions outside of simply the nature-based solution. Now, one thing to note before we get into this, Sunny, is that I am hosting a webinar featuring DevStream on Monday coming up. That is going to happen at 1 o'clock Pacific time. That's where we'll get even more information on the company. But Sunny, since it is the first time on the show, and since I know none of our audience has a background on the company, please just give us a little background on the company, how it came to formation, please.
Okay. Well, Corey, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. I'm really excited to be able to share the DevStream story with you and your audience. So as you said, DevStream is an investment company that invests into projects that help address climate change while generating carbon credits. I do like to think that we're way more than just a carbon stream investment company. And that's indicative of our company mission, which is that we at DevStream believe that all the solutions necessary to reverse climate change exist in the world today or will do so in the next couple of years. However, there are some major barriers such as funding and geographical limitations that prevent most of them from moving forward. Our mission is to work with our strategic partners to remove these barriers, to accelerate the implementation of these solutions and allow them to work to their full potential. And a lot of these solutions are on the technology side, and that's where we focus on.
Let's talk about some of these strategic partners then. Let's start off there. Who are some of these strategic partners that DevStream is currently working with?
So one partner is a company called Devio, who in its core is a blockchain company that's developed a blockchain-based ESG platform. And so what we're going to do is as we generate carbon credits from our projects, we're going to connect them to the blockchain to essentially eliminate a lot of the issues that we have in the carbon credit markets, such as lack of trust, transparency, or even provenance. Some problems where companies are double selling or double counting carbon credits or even reselling retired carbon credits. By putting on the blockchain, we remove those issues. In addition, Devio's ESG platform provides us a continual flow of opportunities and deals from corporations looking to improve the carbon footprint and their ESG score. Another partner we have is United Cities North America. They're an arm of the United Nations put in place to promote their sustainability development goals across cities throughout the world. And in this case, it's in North America. So this partnership gives us access to any projects they're working on that needs investment that could potentially generate carbon credits. At the same time, other companies that we're working on who has really interesting technologies or other types of projects, we can take them into the smart cities as well too.
So when it comes to setting the company apart from this sector that is really just getting going, but has a huge upside when it comes to carbon credits, as I mentioned on the onset, you're looking at more tech-based solution compared to nature-based solutions. What does this mean? How does this set you apart?
Yeah, most of the companies out there are focused almost entirely on nature-based solutions, which, as the name implies, is focused on carbon sequestration solutions that occur naturally throughout the world, but has been decimated by people. We, on the other hand, are more focused on the technology side. And the reason for that is, well, the nature-based solutions are important, and it's a big part of helping solve climate change, but nature-based solutions alone is not going to be enough. So we hopefully will fill in some of those gaps with the technology partners and companies that we'll be working with. And at the same time, we'll have a very diversified portfolio because there's a wide range of different types of technology that we can play in.
Can you provide us with some examples for people that maybe aren't as up to date on this whole carbon credit market here? What are some examples of a nature-based solution? What are some of the tech-based solutions that you guys are using?
Sure. So some examples are protecting forests and other natural resources. And again, it's extremely important, but keep in mind that for something like that, it's not going to solve climate change because it's maintaining the status quo. It doesn't keep the problem from getting worse, but it doesn't address the problem at hand. And then other nature-based solutions could be reforestation, where you're planting trees. Again, it's extremely important, but it takes a significant amount of time before making a big impact. The projects, some of the projects we're working on the technology side, well, they typically fall in four major categories. We have energy efficiency projects, we have renewable energy projects, we have projects that reduce or eliminate greenhouse gases, and then finally projects that capture and sequester carbon. Some examples of energy efficiency projects, we have projects where we're taking 100 watt incandescent bulbs and swapping them out for 7 watt LED bulbs. And we wanna do that eventually for every household in a small and developing nation, for example. This might not seem like a big deal, but when you consider that lighting accounts for roughly 15% of global electricity consumption and all emissions tied to this, well, the 93% energy savings that we're providing with this swap will create a significant impact in reducing carbon emissions.
So then, Sonny, I know the company is still very new, hasn't even listed yet, but how many deals are you working on? How many deals have been signed? And what is the sweet spot, the type of deals that DevStream is looking at?
So we have over 50 deals in the pipeline and growing every day that we're seriously considering and going through the vetting process. We have three under LOI. We have another three under term sheets. And then we have another two with definitive agreements. So we are moving along. And as far as the sweet spot, Corey, really, the first thing we look at is projects that create an impact, the ones that are most impactful. And not just to the environment, but we also want to deal with projects that create a social impact, a positive social impact for the local communities around where the projects occur. And then from there, you know, obviously we still have to have projects that give us a return because we are still a company and a business. But like I said, the most important piece is having that environmental and social impact.
So what stage is the company at in terms of actually generating carbon credits? Do you have any carbon credits right now? When do you forecast generating more carbon credits? Where do you stand?
So as I mentioned, we're just starting out and we have several deals under contract. So once those get going, we'll start the certification process, which can take 6 to 9 months. And as soon as that those credits get certified, then we'll be able to generate carbon credits. So we're probably 6 to 9 months away from generating our first carbon credit, Corey.
What are carbon credits priced at currently? Is there a range of carbon credit pricing? How do you even trade carbon credits when DevStream does build up those credits?
So the price range today ranges from anywhere from a dollar or so to any up to $200. But keep in mind the $200 carbon credits are outliers. On average, the current average pricing is anywhere between $10 to $15 for the most part. And as far as trading and selling carbon credits, there are exchanges, one of which we are working to be on a partnership with called Expansive. They're the largest exchange for environmental credits in the world. And then the other option is to connect directly with corporations and have contracts where they buy the carbon credits directly from the providers like ourselves. And that's where our partnership with Devio comes in play as well, since they'll be working with a lot of corporate partners to help improve their ESG score and carbon footprint.
So let's talk a little bit about the relationship with Devio, because the company is, I believe, a 50% holder of DevStream. In a way, DevStream was kind of spun out of Devio. Take us through that relationship and also how important Devio's blockchain-based ESG platform is for DevStream.
Yeah. So DevStream has exclusive access to Devio's ESG platform, and this serves several purposes. First, all the data necessary to generate carbon credits, along with all transactions around these credits, are managed and stored on Devio's blockchain. And as I mentioned before, this provides full transparency and provenance for every carbon credit we generate. This addresses the lack of trust and concerns over such issues as double counting, accuracy of the carbon impact, or even reselling retired carbon credits. With this platform, all stakeholders will know every piece of data used to calculate the number of carbon credits, such as the exact amount of kilowatt hours of energy generated from a solar project, for example, and the equivalent amount of carbon emissions that was prevented from, say, the coal plant that it replaced. The ESG platform will have a lot of corporate clients that will come on to find their ESG score or their carbon footprint. And so what this does is it also provides additional sources for us for deals and for liquidation when these companies need to either implement a energy efficiency project, for example, or they need to buy carbon credits to meet their net zero goals.
Okay, so close connection there with Devio. Again, just to remind everybody, we do have a webinar coming up next Monday, which we'll be able to dive even more into the company's presentation, corporate presentation, as well as handle any questions. Let's also talk about the team here, Sonny. Please give us a little background on yourself first and foremost.
Yeah, Corey. So I have an engineering background, bachelor's and master's in engineering, and spent almost three decades in the semiconductor space, working various roles all the way up to VP of strategic partnerships, VP of sales, where this is where I've met with a lot of different companies in technology, and a lot of them were doing things like energy efficiency projects or renewable energies, and really weren't doing anything with carbon credits. And so that's kind of how the idea and the company started. Along with myself, our chief operating officer, Chris Merkel, he's also spent three decades in the semiconductor space and runs operations for us, is very familiar with a lot of what we're doing. We have a chief sustainability officer, Dr. Destiny Nock, who has a PhD in environmental engineering and sustainability policies. So a perfect addition to our team. As we vet out some of these projects, she provides the technical validation and understanding that's necessary. We also have on our board, Tom Anderson, who's chairman of the board. He's also CEO of Devyo, also has an engineering background. Will Stewart, he's one of our board members, a longtime VC, invested into 400 different companies in technology, all types, maybe becoming unicorns. So very familiar with technology as well. Another board member, Ray Quintana, he's a physicist turned VC. And again, another technology person. So you can see the reason for the focus in the technology side is because it's in our DNA and really just fits our background really well.
So let's just quickly touch on the go public transaction here, Sonny. What is the time frame for going public and what market valuation is the company targeting?
So the go public date will be around roughly in about 2 weeks. So like you said, towards the end of March. And then the roughly the valuation is going to be roughly maybe around $90 million.
And then growth for this company is simply getting deals done, right? Getting some deals done, then going through the certification process and starting to build up some carbon credits. That is your underlying asset, correct?
That is our underlying asset. And also, you know, just as important is to create a positive impact into the world and really start helping solve climate change.
All right, Sonny, we'll wrap it up here. As I mentioned, webinar coming up next Monday. That will provide even more information on the company. I really just wanted to get everybody a little bit up to speed on DevStream here as I will be hosting that webinar. If anybody has any questions for Sonny regarding the business, regarding the carbon credit sector in general, you can email me, fleck@kereport.com. I'll save those questions for the webinar and also get them answered for you personally and relay that information on. In the meantime, hey, Sonny, I look forward to the webinar coming up. And as the company does go through with the go public transaction, then we'll definitely be having you on the show to discuss some of the growth avenues that the company has in front of it. So, Sonny, thank you very much for this intro.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you very much, Corey.